A dermatome is a specific region of the skin's surface that is monitored by a single pair of spinal nerves. And there's a picture of the dermatomes in your textbook. It's kind of a hybrid picture between the anterior view and the posterior view. And you can actually see the different spinal nerves are mapped out on the surface of the skin in terms of which parts of the skin are monitored by that particular spinal nerve. And doctors can use these dermatomes to actually test for damage to specific spinal nerves. So, for example, if somebody has a spinal cord injury and it's not clear yet how extensive the damage might be or where the damage might be in the spinal cord, you can test these areas on the surface of the skin. And if there's a response, generally that portion of that spinal nerve and that portion of the spinal cord are okay. If there's not a response, then that you may have located where that damage is. Nerve plexuses are little clusters of nerves, and they control specific parts of the body, for example, the arms and the legs. And you can kind of think of a nerve plexus as being like an interwoven network of nerves. And if you take a look at the picture, peripheral nerves and nerve plexuses, you'll see that there are two major plexuses. Well, actually, there's three. There's the cervical plexus, which is going to be in the neck area. And this is going to control areas of the thoracic region, the neck, the muscles of the neck, and the diaphragm. And one important nerve in that cervical plexus is the phrenic nerve. And this phrenic nerve provides the entire nerve supply to the diaphragm. So it's very important for controlling breathing. If that nerve is damaged, there can be really serious problems. The brachial plexus is going to be closer to the arms in the arm area, and it's part of the pectoral girdle and also controls the upper limb. And the lumbosacral plexus is going to be down in the lumbar region, and it controls areas of the pelvic girdle and the lower limb.